Okay, we are up to Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Vav, and this is a short, quantitatively Perek. It only has 13 psukim in it. This is the Haftorah for Parshas Yisro. Why Parshas Yisro had Maimed Har Sinai, and this is the Perek of the Maisa Merkava. It's known as the Maisa Merkava, Yechezkel on the first Perek, and of Yechezkel, and Yeshayahu right here in Perek Vav. A vision of, not the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was in Yechezkel, but here, it's also of a vision, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chagiga that maybe we shouldn't be even having a shir on this. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Yud Aleph Maveis that one shouldn't really study Maisa Merkava at all. Ein Darshan, beginning of the Perek, Ein Darshan. Ein Darshan, Barayas, Bishlosha, Veloba Maisa, Bereshis, Bishnai, Veloba Merkava, Biyachid. We're not supposed to study the Maisa Merkava. But the reason that we can have a shir on it is that we don't really understand anything in this Perek. Right? We'll get some ideas related to it, but the depths of it is, that's what the Gemara is talking about. The secrets of Maisa Merkava, that is what's not allowed to be studied. But that's not what we're going to do. We're going to try to learn it, at least on a superficial level, whatever we can understand. But really, as Rav Schwab points out, we really can't understand angels and wings and thrones. It's like describing colors to someone who's blind. We can say the words, but green and blue and black and yellow, but you can't really know the difference between them. It's just words. So it's written here for us to understand something, even though that we really won't be able to fully or even partially understand it, but we'll do what we could do in the time allowed. The Radak points out the Gemara in Chagiga, where the Gemara asks that Yeshayahu, this vision, is much shorter than the one in Yechezkel. Yechezkel is elaborate, has a lot of different details. You know, what's the difference between Yeshayahu's vision and Yechezkel's vision? And the Gemara says, well, there's a big difference between them. Says the Gemara, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, in Chagiga. Amar Rava, Kol Shera Yechezkel Ra'a Yeshayahu. Everything Yechezkel saw, Yeshayahu saw, even though Yeshayahu doesn't get too many other details, but the same depths of vision. Lama Yechezkel Dome, so why is Yechezkel giving such more elaboration? Because Yechezkel is compared to Leben Kfar Sheras HaMelech. It's like a villager that sees the king. He is awed, he is inspired. Wow, amazing, he's not used to the glamour and the lights. So he explains every single tiny detail. Lamay Yeshayahu Dome, Leben Kfar Sheras HaMelech. Yeshayahu is like somebody who lives in the city. So he doesn't quote as much because it's not as exciting to him because he's more used to it. So just the opposite. We would say Yeshayahu was on a different level, and that's why it's written. The Gemara continues there and talks about differences between Yeshayahu's vision and Yechezkel's vision. We'll just mention it because we have the Gemara open now. Yechezkel, the malachim that he sees have four wings. Yeshayahu, they have six wings. So the Gemara says, six wings, because Yeshayahu was misnab of his mind based on Migdash. So there was more of a power of the vision that he was able to see, because Yeshayahu was Misnabeh 100 years before the base of others was destroyed. Yechezkel was Misnabeh afterwards in Bavel, and there after the Korban, and therefore his vision was somewhat lessened, and that's why they only have four wings. We mentioned even in Shabbat Shuvah, but there's a Vilna Gaon that says the six wings that we're going to talk about in a minute are related to Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuso, Liolam Va'ed. The six words in Baruch Shem, that's related to the six wings of the Malachim. But, and what is the Gemara mean by six wings when we have a base of English and four wings after? Because when we have a churban, we don't really have that complete full vision. We're missing the kvod malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shem, kvod malchuso liolam boed. The kvod malchus is missing. And that's why we say on Yontif, galei kvod malchus chaleinu. Hashem, we want you to reveal the Kvod Malchus. What does that mean? We want to get the base of English back. And when we get the base of English back, we'll be on the level of the six-winged Malachim, not the four-winged Malachim. Now we don't have it. We're missing Kvod Malchus. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out amazingly in Emes LeYaakov, in Dvarim, that Yeheshmei Rabbah, which the Gemara says in Brachas, and Tosas discusses, Hashem cries whenever he hears Yeheshmei Rabbah. Why dafka that phrase out of all? Because, says Rabbi Yaakov, Yeheshmei is exactly the targum of Baruch Shem Kavod, missing two words, missing the two words of Kvod Malchuso. Yehesh Me Rabba, Baruch Shem, Right? Mystic form machuso liolam v'ed. Blessed is Hashem's name, Yeheishmei Rabba, Mevarach, liolam liolamei amayel, liolam v'ed. It's just missing the two letters, the two words, and that's why, that's what we daven for. When Yeheishmei Hashem cries, because he's also, Shchinta Bagalusa, he's also crying, he also wants the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, back, he wants a home to be in, to be close to us. And that's why we daven on Yontif, or even every day, to get the six-winged Malachim back, and not just the four, but that's the Gemara illustrates that, for the difference between Yechezkel and Yishayot. There's a lot more written about that difference, but we'll leave it for now. Either way, now let's see what the vision is. What's the vision? Bishnas Mos HaMelech Uziyahu. So when did he have the vision? When the day that Uziyahu died. We mentioned already back in the first parak that this parak is really the first thing he ever saw. The first thing Yishayahu ever saw as a Navi is this parak. Why is it written not in the chronological order? We don't know. There are reasons, we don't know every reason, but it's clear the Mefarshim say this was the first time Hashem chooses him to be a Navi, or asks him, and he acquiesces. So when the year that Uziyahu died, the Mefarshim say that it's not really true that he became a Navi the day that Uziyahu died. Really, it means the day that Uziyahu got Sara'as, right? And Sara'as is Hush of Kames, and that's why the Pasuk terms it that. The Pesukim and Divrei Hayamim describe why Uziyahu got Saras. Uziyahu was one of the best kings. He was great. Torah and Chesed for many years. For 27 plus years. And yet, it went to his head. It went to his head and he decided, you know what, I'm a Melech. He was from Malchei Yehuda. He said, but I could give the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though he wasn't a Kohen. So he went into the Beis HaMikdash. He's about to give the Torah as is described in Divrei Hayamim. In Malachim, it doesn't say a word about the story. Just said that he was sick and he died. But in Divrei Hayamim, in Divrei Hayamim Beis Parachavav, it discusses that he went in and the Kohen said, what are you doing? He says, I'm bringing the Torah. And as he's back with the Torah, all of a sudden he gets Saras. And he realizes, oh my God, I got Saras, I was wrong. He runs out, and that's, till the end of his life, he had Saras. So he really didn't take part in the Malchus. He didn't perform so many functions. His son, which Rashi calls in Masechah Sukkah, one of the great, humble people in history, right? His son, Yotam, first Pasuk in Yishayahu. Uziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu. Those are the four kings that he lived parallel to. So Yotam was a great tzaddik. He took care of his father's duties, even when his father had Saras, but he never considered himself the king. He always held himself low. So Bishtas in the day, so really Yishayahu started on the day that Uziyahu got Saras. The Pasuk in Zechariah, in Perek Yudalit Pasuches, tells us that an earthquake happened on the day that he got Saras. Everything was shaking. That maybe it's even a Pasuk in this Perek that alludes to that, but that's a major event that happened on this day. So on the day, Bishas Mos HaMelech Uziyahu, Vo'ereh Es Hashem Yoshe Lakisei Rav Medisa. Said Yishayahu, I saw Hashem sitting on an uplifted, exalted throne. So obviously, we believe that this is not really fully, literally true at all. You can't see Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see Hashem. Well, Yirani HaAdam V'Chai. Hashem already says you can't see Hashem. So he had some type of vision. Some type of vision. Right, that's what the Gemara in Yevamah says. Daf Mem Tes. Ask the Menashe HaMelech. Remember that conversation? Menashe HaMelech. Wow, but right before he's going to kill his grandfather, Yishayahu HaNavi. He says to him, well, how could you say that you saw Hashem? Lo Yirani HaAdam V'Chai. Right, you can't see Hashem and live. Says the Gemara, there's different types of seeing. Aspaklaria ha-mi'ira. Aspaklaria she'ena mi'ira. The vision that is totally clear, that's what you can't see. Aspaklaria she'ena mi'ira, that is something that is possible. That's what the Gemara says. Kol ha-nevi'im nisnaklu baspaklaria she'ena mi'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu nisnaklu baspaklaria mi'ira. And he got the most, but that was it. But Yishayahu HaNavi, whatever he saw, it was not clarity. It was some type of a vision. But Chas v'Shalom to say that it was actually a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be actually a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he sees Hashem on a throne. Again, this is not physical. This is some type of intellectual idea. Vishulav Maleim al Esahechal. And its legs are in the Heichal, or in the Beis HaMikdash. What is that message? Says Rav Hirsch. Its legs means the process of the Shechina leaving has already started. What does it mean, the Shulayim? More than 100 years before the Churban, Hashem Shechina has partially left already. That's what it means, Shulav Maleim Esahechal. Only the Shulayim are there in the Heichal. And what happens? Srafim Om Dimimalo. And now he describes that there are Srafim. There are angels called Srafim that are surrounding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a Saraf? Again, we have no idea what a saraf is. It's like the colors for a blind person. The Rambam does say, we could say the words, the Rambam does say in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, that there are 10 names that we give Malachim. There are 10 levels of Malachim. They're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, not closer in space, but closer in Da'as. There are 10 levels. And the highest, and above, obviously the highest level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above them. What are these levels? Chayos. Right, that is the highest level. Malah Asiris, Malah Asiris, Shigra, Ishim. Malachim Shavadabrim, Neviim. Vidirim, Bemara, Nevua. So there are Ishim. And he goes through all of the types of Malachim. Here. Chayos, Ofanim, Erelim, Chashmalim, Srafim. Malachim, Elohim, Bidei Elohim, Kruvim, Ishim. Right, 10 names. So Srafim is on that list. They're called Srafim. Right? The Pirish on Yisod HaTorah says, because when you see them, you can get burned. But either way, that's a Saraf. A Saraf is some type of angel, not a physical being. We can't fathom it, just like animals cannot fathom what a human being is. Human beings cannot fathom what an angel is, in a similar type of way. So you can't ask to describe one of the beings above you, though we know that they exist. Just like animals know that people exist, people know that angels exist, even though we can't really describe their mahus. Srafim om debimalo. Sheish kanafayim, sheish kanafayim lachoy. That's what we've mentioned before. Right? 6 wings each. Bishtayim yechasefanev. With 2 of those wings, they cover their faces. Rashi says, so there's a separation between them and the Shechina. Ubishtayim yechaseraglov, ubishtayim yofei. And 2, they cover their legs. And 2, they fly, which the Rambam says means not really fly, but they act. They sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They perform His shlichus. That's what it means, Yo'ofeh. And then we have, V'kara zel zev yamar. And they call to each other. The angels call to each other, right? We say this every day, more than once. We say it in Kedusha. We say it in Avolat Zion, right? We are quoting Sefer Yishayo in the name of the Malachim. What do they say? Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Milo Chal Haaretz Kvodo. Hashem, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What's the simple interpretation? Hashem is Kadosh. He fills the whole world. What does the word Kadosh mean? So we know. Rashi says, the beginning of Kadoshim, Parush. Kadosh means separated. Hashem is ultimately separated from us, right? We can't fathom what he is separated. That's what the angels even say. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Kuzari, the Radak here quotes the Kuzari, but it's in the Kuzari in full, Yehuda Levi, in Maimer Dalid, Perek Gimel. Kadosh captures everything that we could describe about. Because Kadosh is basically a negative. Kadosh means he's indescribable. He is separate. He's different. So Kadosh captures everything about Hashem that we could say. Basically saying that we can't say anything. Hashem Kadosh, says the Kuzari, Hu kinui haromeis al heyos ha-eloa Nisa umaromam mehidavig bo toar mita'areha nivraim. Kadosh is the description that tells us that we can't describe Hashem with any descriptions. V'imamnam nikra ha'eloa bita'arim. And if we ever use descriptions for Hashem, ein zekiim alderecha hash'ala. That's just using the words, but not because we really understand it. That's what Kadosh is. That's how we have to understand. I saw one of the Bali Musar, the Yam Simcha on the Kadoshim quotes. Maybe Kadosh is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We have to be Kadosh like Hashem is Kadosh. Just like Hashem separates from his totally ruchani state and gets down and dirty to be part of our lives, to be Mashgiach on us, so too we have to be Kadosh. And we have to get out of our down and dirty lives and meet him halfway and become sanctified and spiritual with him. That's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Radak says he has heard a pshat, shamati, something that we probably never thought of before. We assume that everything else in the pasuk is about Hashem. The Radak says no. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh are the Malachim calling each other. Kadosh, Holy One, come here. We got to praise Hashem. Kadosh, Kadosh. They're talking to each other, saying, "Come on, Kadosh. We're about to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And Rav Schwab describes it. Right, we say it every morning. Right, we say "Bekulam Makabla Malehem Omachol Shemayim Zemizeh" before Kriyashma. All the angels get together. Vidosim Rishusel Azela Hakdish LiYotzram. Right, they get together, getting ready to sanctify Hashem B'Safar Ruvenimah, because they're getting ready to do it together. It's like a site. Let's all get together, guys. Let's go. You ready? 1, 2, 3, and then they go.
That's what they're saying. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. While no human being, Rav Schwab, while no human being can know exactly what the meaning of this is, it's obvious the emphasis here is on their great mutual love, unity, and equanimity as they pronounce these words of Kedusha. They ask for and grant each other mutual permission. Amidst their ranks, there's a quiet murmur. Are you ready? Are you ready? And then finally, in a symphonic, clear, sweet sound, they all respond in unison, as if in a choir. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Milo Chol Haaretz Kvodo. That is the imagery that we usually rush through Berachos Kriyas Shema in the morning. But we have to think about what we're saying. The angels come together to praise Hashem, and that's why we have to come together. Interesting that if you look after the word first kadosh in the pasuk, there's a line, there's a psik, as if we should take a break. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says there are three groups of angels. Some of them say kadosh, some of them say kadosh, kadosh, some of them say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Cross says maybe that's the illusion of this line. There's one kadosh that's separated, and then there's two kadoshes that are together. And then, if you read the whole pasuk, you have kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So maybe that one line is even alluding to that Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tzadik Aleph. But we continue. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Milo Chalares Kvodo. So three kadoshes. I'm sorry, the Radak also says, Hashem is in charge of all the worlds. The totally spiritual world, the Malachim. The heavenly world, the sun and the moon and the stars. And then the lower world, that's us. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So what happens? He has this vision. Vayanu'u amos asipi mikol ha-korei. And then he says that he sees the pillars of the Beis HaMikdash shaking from the sound. So pashas, this means from the sound of the angels. Some say this is referring to the earthquake that took place in the time of Uzziah. V'habayis yimalei ashan. And the house fills with smoke. And what happens? Va'omar. And Yeshayo says, Oily, when he has this vision, he says, Woe to me, kidin Macy. I'm going to die. Kish tmei svatai manochi. I'm a man of tame lips. I'm a human being. The Mefarshim, Rashi, and Radak point out there's only one other person in Tanakh that has this type of reaction. Manoach. Remember Manoach, when his wife and he saw the Malach, the father of Shimshon, says, we're going to die, we're going to die. And his wife said, no, Hashem obviously showed it to us for a reason. So he says, I'm an ish tmei svatai manochi. Ubetoch am tmei svatai manochi yoshev. And I'm sitting amongst a tamei nation. Ki es amelach Hashem tzvakos ro'ena. Because I saw God. I'm tamei, my nation's tamei. Oh, Chazal, take him to task. Because he not only said he was Tameh, he called Am Yisrael a Tameh nation. Whenever the greatest leaders of our time, and we can't blame them sometimes, we can't blame them, because how we act so terribly to them. But here, and remember Eliyahu HaNavi got fed up also with Klal Yisrael, and Hashem punishes for it. But here too, he says, Am Tmeis Vatayim. Menashe used this against him. Right? And this is also why, Yivam Estaf Memtes, you're calling the nation Am Tmeis Vatayim, but that's also part of why the following happens. After I said that, one of the Srafim flew to me with in his hand was a coal, Bimel Kachayim, that he took with something that to hold up like tongs, Lakach me al Mizbeach, and he took it off the Mizbeach, Vayaga al Pi, and he touched me with the coal, Vayomer, and he says, Hine Naga ze al Svatecha, I put this on your lips, Visar Avonecha, Vachatascha to Chupar, which either means, possibly according to Chazal, this was a punishment for saying something bad about Am Yisrael. You get burned on the lips, or more general, now you will have the power to be a Navi. Now that I have removed all of your state of Tumah from beforehand, which you complain about, now I am helping you. Interesting, Machlokes. So why did the angel, the Sarf, have to use tongues? Why do you have to use in the imagery? Whatever, it's not physical. But why is that the imagery? He picked up with tongues, why did he just pick it up with his hands? So the father of the Radak quotes, well, maybe because he didn't want to touch Yeshayahu. Because if he would touch Yeshayahu, he would burn Yeshayahu. That's why he's touching him with the coal. That's why he picked it up with the tongues. So he'd be one step removed. Rav Schwab says exactly the opposite. He says, no, an angel couldn't even touch this coal that came from the spiritual Mizbeach. It was too hot for him. But a human being, if a human being sanctifies himself, he could be even higher than an angel. Anshei Kodesh Tiyum Li, like the Kutzker says, Hashem wants people who are sanctified, and even though the Malach wasn't able to touch this by itself, a person can handle it and touch it by itself. Unbelievable. Vo Eshma, here it is, here's the Pasuk. that Yishayahu starts to be a Navi. Vo'eshma kol Hashem omer, I heard Hashem say, Esmi eshlach umi yelech lanu. Who shall I send? Who's going to be my Navi? We remember that at the beginning, the first parak we discussed, that there were a couple of other Nevi'im at the time of Yishayahu. Right, a couple of Nevi'im, the Gemara tells us, Amos and Hosea, but they all were not chosen by Hashem to give the major prophecies of Nechama. Va'omar, so Yishayahu says, Hineni shalacheni, send me. I'm ready. He heard the call Hashem. He heard the call Hashem, like Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, here's the call Hashem. We've discussed many times, the Goran Tainus Chaf Aleph, Ilfa versus Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, here's the call Hashem, to go back to the yeshiva, and now is his gablus. Yishayahu here, here's the call Hashem. Va'yomer, so he says, okay, Lech V'yamar Tolam Hazeh. Here's the first nevuah, the first chronological nevuah that he receives after having this vision of God. Shimu shemo aval tavinu, ro ro aval tido. Listen, but they're not listening. They're not understanding. See, they don't see. Hashmele va'amazeh va'aznav hachmei va'enav ha'isha. These people have gotten fat, and their ears and their eyes are closed. Pen yirah be'enav u'ba'aznav yishma. Halavai, they should see. They should listen. Ulevavo yavin v'shav v'rafalo. They should do tshuva. So, says the Gra in the Kol Eliyahu, why are three different body parts described here? They closed off their eyes, their ears, and their heart. And it's said in opposite direction. He says, Hashmein leva amazeh, the heart was closed off, va'aznav, and then the ears, ve'enav. And then he says, when they do tshuva, penyir ve'enav, u'ba'aznav shishma, u'ba'lovav yavin. So it switches. First, it goes, what was closed off, the heart, the ears and the eyes, and then the opposite. Says the Gra in the Kol Eliyahu, right here on Yishayahu, there are three parts to Torah. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and Kabbalah, that he calls. Torah Shebichsav, that's the eyes, you see that. Torah Shebal Peh, that's the ears, you hear that. You keep going deeper. And finally, the heart is the Kabbalah. The pnimius of the, it might not mean Kabbalah, it means the pnimius of the Torah. So when we learn it, we go in that order. When we do tshuva, we start with Torah Shebichsav, and then Torah Shebal Peh, and then the Kabbalah. But when the Yitzhahara wants to get rid of it from us, he starts with the pnimius. He starts with getting rid of that. And then he says, not only that, you're going to forget this pnimius, you're not going to do any Torah Shebal Peh. And not only that, I'm going to get you not even to do Torah Shebichsav. So that's why the order is flipped, says the Gra. All three are mentioned, but they're in opposite order. And this is what is forecast. Hashmein leva mazeh. Some of the Farshim also point out that the root sin here, we've mentioned this in the past, Hashmein is a lashon of gashmias, becoming fat with our pleasures. That's the root of much of what is here. And that is, they have a wrong focus in life. They have wrong priorities. Va'omar, Yishayo says, An masay Hashem, Hashem, how long is it going to be till they do tshuva? How long? And Hashem tells him the tragic truth. Vayomer ad asher im sha'u arim me'ein yoshev, until their cities are lying desolate. Ubatim me'ein adam, and nobody's going to be left. Vaha adama tisha'esh mama, it's all going to be desolation and murder, everybody dead. V'richak Hashem es ha'adam, Hashem's going to drive them away. V'rabah ha'azuva b'kerav ha'aretz, there'll be so many left. But Hashem says, V'ol ba'asiriya, a tenth, but there'll be a tenth. Meaning there'll be a remnant. V'shava v'aisal l'va'er, ka'ele v'cha'alom, like a tree. Asher b'shalech ez matzev ez bam. Even though it's mashlich, it throws off its leaves, the root of the tree is there. Zera kodesh matzavta, the zera kodesh, the root of it, the zera kodesh will be there, as we've seen throughout history, when we've been decimated and crushed and exiled, there's a little root Jew that comes back. There's the Pinta Liyid of the nation of Am Yisrael that stays, but up until that point, it's going to be difficult. The Radak, just one final point, discusses also the Lashon of Hashmein, that this could be related, and the Rambam quotes this, I think, in Hilchos Shuvah, where the Rambam discusses sometimes people can reach such a low level that part of the onesh is that Hashem doesn't let you do tshuva, or give you Sata D'Shmaya to do tshuva. That happened by Paro, that happened by Sichon, and says the Radak, that happens here too. Hashmein leva mazet, it's going to be so difficult. Yishayahu kept trying. She kept trying, but it was very difficult. And that is how he became a Navi. And this is the first of Nevuah in Sefer Yishayahu chronologically. And again, it's the Haftarah for Yisrael, because in Yisrael we had Maimon Har Sinai, we had the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, this parak is where Yishayahu had his vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.